The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
Now it's time to ease your mind, so hear me as I say, life's not always down, you see. Hey, if the sun refused to shine and all your skies are gray, just sing this simple melody. Yeah.
I feel good, I know it.
Come on. On the inside will show up on the outside. Up. Come on.
You know I'm gonna thank you.
The happiness in my life today, it won't be denied. Now I really there will be days we will feel down and blue, but that's not gonna be today. Hey, if you take the time to pray for me, I'll pray for you, and we can lift our voice and say, yeah. Come on. On the inside will show up on the outside. Come on. The happiness in my life, there won't be denied. Sing it. Come on. The joy I feel on the inside will show up. Where they go? The happiness meant for my life. Today I won't be denied. I choose to feel love and peace is mine. Come on, promise to me. Yes, yeah. That's how it's gonna be. Come on, there. My hands go up.
Awesome, awesome, man. Thank God for help. Praise him. Hey, look, y'all, I feel good inside and outside this morning. Thank y'all for jumping on the grind. You know what? It doesn't matter what's going on in your life right now. It doesn't matter how you're really, really doing what you do. All that matters is that you're doing something. But you know what? If you feel good this morning, tell somebody you feel good. Call somebody and tell them, you know what? You better jump on the grind because some toes are getting ready to be smashed and you want to hear what's going on. So you know what? If you feel right now that some things in your life are going on and you're close to your breakthrough, man, you're probably right. You just got to endure it. You just got to endure it.
To my destiny, extremely close to my victory, 'cause here comes trials and troubles, jealousy and envy. I must be close to what you have for me. I must be close to my overflow, extremely close to my miracle, 'cause here comes confusion, problems, and enemies. I just believe that I must be close to what you have for me. So much is given, so much is required. Be qualified, must go through the fire, but I won't smell smoke. I'll be better than before. If God isn't in my life, just to let me know, I'm a miracle. I'm extremely close.
To my victory.
Extremely cool.
Don't get your head.
Yeah.
Man, I tell you, I felt like shedding a tear on that song because, you know, there's people on this line today, this morning, that, you know, you're going through. You may be those trials, those tribulations, you know, those struggles. And, you know, does it mean you're close? I mean, absolutely. You know, you're close. You're close to a breakthrough. If you weren't close, then guess what? The enemy wouldn't be trying to knock you down. The enemy wouldn't be trying to pull you back. You have to be close to something. You have to be close to something. So, you know, you have to ask yourself, what am I close to? Am I close to a breakthrough, or am I close to a breakdown? You have to make up your mind which side you want to be on, which way you want to go. But those trials and tribulations definitely mean something. So, you know, guys, welcome to the grind this morning. Welcome to the grind. And, you know, I was up at 4 o'clock this morning and you know, popped up, and I couldn't go back to sleep. And, you know, as much as I wanted to lay down for another hour or so, I just couldn't do it. And I sat on the side of the bed and you know, God just started to pour in me and you know, I just couldn't contain it. So I had to get up and I had to get my coffee. And you know, there's always so many things that's going on around us, so many different situations. And, you know, we always hear people say, you know, that we have to be, you know, strong on the inside, you know, inside and out, strong on the inside and strong on the outside. And, you know, so many different things that we hear. And, you know, I want everybody to really get this morning, because, you know, if you want a better life, if you want a stronger business, if you want, you know, less struggles in your life, less trials and tribulations, a lot of what we go through in our lives are attributed to bad decisions. You know, decisions that we make to do certain things and to say certain things, you know. So it's not, you know, it's not so much as about inside and out as it is outside in. You know, it's a matter of, you know, what happens on the outside, what happens on the inside when what's happening on the outside gets in. You know, and that's typically, you know, what really affects people, because we go through situations and they happen on the outside and we allow them to affect us, you know, on the inside. And, you know, are you close to your victory? Are you close to your breakthrough? Absolutely. But you're going to realize that, you know, every success story has a struggle. Every success story has a dry period. And that dry period and that struggle is basically dependent upon, you know, you know, what decisions are you making for your life? What are you learning and not having to relearn? You know, what are you getting the first time and saying, boom, checkpoint, I got that. I'm not going to repeat that same mistake twice. You know, and those different situations and those different choices that we make, they determine, you know, how much struggle and trials and tribulations that we go through, because it's really God trying to get our attention to tell us, hey, look, I have something for you. But if you would stop acting crazy, if you would stop doing the same thing over and over again, if you would just buckle down and do the things that I'm asking you to do, the stuff that's right in front of you, to do the things that you think is hard right now, to do those things, and I got something for you. But I'm going to have to do something to you in order to show you that I have something for you. And we have to get to a point where we're making better decisions. And, you know, sometimes the decisions that we make is all about the things that are around us. You know, the thing that came to mind this morning was so many different stories about water and boats and things of that nature. And we all know that water is the most powerful force, you know, on earth. You know, it can decimate cities. It can definitely destroy, you know, freight liners and yachts and boats, no matter how big they are, how little, it can destroy them. It's very, very powerful. But see, it's not so much as about the water on the outside of the boat. That's not really the problem. It's a problem when the water gets on the inside of the boat, because see, most boats that you make or that they make are built to really withstand the water. So they'll float. And it's not until that water starts to get, you know, on the inside of that boat that the problem comes into play. Right. Then we start to shoveling, you know, scooping water out of the boat. But, you know, think about more so about things that come from the outside that affect the inside. You know, the air on the outside of the airplane, it's fine. We look at it through the window and it looks great. We see the clouds and everything, and it's not, you know, it's not an issue until that air is allowed on the inside of the airplane. Then all of a sudden, it's not so pretty anymore, right? The rain isn't a nuisance as long as our windshield wipers work, right? As long as those wipers are working, then, you know, the rain is cool. It may rain hard sometime, but the windshield wipers just go faster. You may even have to pull over a little bit, and that's okay. But you're not affected adversely by the rain on the windshield as long as your wipers are working. But when your wipers aren't working, you can't see. When somebody punches a hole in the airplane, the plane's going to lose compression. It's going to go down. When somebody starts to punch holes in the boat, or the water gets too rough and unexpected waves start coming, that water gets on the inside, that boat's going to sink. So it's more so about, you know, what's coming from the outside trying to penetrate the inside. And it's going to really matter what's on the inside, whether it can withstand it. But we have some choices to make. Our choices are, you know, what am I going to allow around me? What am I going to allow on the outside? Because when you allow the stuff on the outside to penetrate inside, you start your descent. That's when you start your sinking. That's when all hell breaks loose and you don't know what you're going to do, because now you're in it, right? You're in it. And every time you allow a situation to penetrate, you know, your inside, you know, it's like it leaves a chink in the armor. And that chink in the armor leaves a weak point, right? It's a weak spot. And you allow that stuff to penetrate the inside, and that's when you really start. It's the start of really your demise. So I've been saying, you know, time and time again, because there's a lot of different things that go on, you know, around us every single day. But I've been saying time and time again that there's a reason we have two ears, two eyes, you know, two nostrils, two hands, two feet. I can go on and on. I mean, but we only have one mouth, two lips to keep one tongue from wreaking havoc on ourselves and people around us. We only have one tongue. One tongue. So, I mean, I want to reflect back on an earlier show, you know, when I said, you know, if you have a drama-filled life, that means you're either the initiator, the actuator, or the perpetuator of the drama or the gossip. You know, they can be one and the same, and they can be two different things, but they all really create that drama. All right, you could have it in your life if you're the person that is the initiator, the actuator, or the perpetuator. And it's important in what we do, because it's important, you know, not only in life, you know, but it's also important in business. You know, the drama, the gossip, all of that stuff really permeates what we do, you know, what happens on the inside, if we allow that stuff to get in on the inside, right? So there are some of us that will allow it to penetrate the armor, or to get in over the boat walls, because what's on the inside is weak. All right, what's on the inside is weak. There's some sort of a tear. There's some sort of a chink in the armor, and it gets in. So what's our overall, you know, goal here is to strengthen, you know, the armor, is to make sure that there are no holes in the boat, is to make sure that the boat can withstand. You know, most would just really play that innocent role and say, you know, well, I didn't create the drama, but you're perpetuating it, right? Or keeping it alive. You know, you're talking about it, you're calling people about it, you know, every time you look up, you know, you're focusing on it. So you're really perpetuating it, you know, but some are just the actuators, you know. Now the actuators are the people that say, you know, I didn't do anything. But what you're doing is you just spark someone else to action. It could just be one trigger word that you know that'll set somebody off. And you know what that trigger word is. And you're an expert at knowing those triggers. And you know exactly how to actually actuate the drama, the gossip, the nonsense, right? So you've also got that person that's going to perpetuate it And that person is just going to keep everything going. That person is going to feel the need to talk to somebody, or if not two or three people, or if not a group of people. They don't stop until they get tired of talking about it. And that therein lies the problem. And this is something that is penetrating, you know, the ladder of success, things that's penetrating people's lives, and it's a hindrance. The tongue is an amazing tool. You know, I'm calling it a tool because it can help and it can harm with very little effort. So, you know, me personally, I want to be around people that use their tongue to give me life and not death. You know, there are thousands and thousands of scriptures that talk about, you know, what I'm talking about today or what I'm on right now. But I'm not quoting them because, you know, I don't have to. I don't have to quote scriptures for you to understand. I don't have to give you a reference scripture for you to know, you know, that what you're doing is wrong. It's not necessary. Heck, it doesn't even matter. Some of you hear the scripture and say, uh-huh, yeah, that's right, and still do what you do. You still perpetuate the drama. You're still the actuator. You're still the initiator. Because what's on the inside comes on the outside. It's who you are. That's why we always say change is necessary. So I'm speaking in plain, simple terms right now. And this may be helping somebody. It may be hurting somebody right now because, you know, I may be hitting home. But that's okay. That's what we do on this show. We try to bridge the gaps and we say the things that other people don't want to say because guess what? They need to be said. So figure out which category you may be in. If you're not the person, then you're not the person. But look in the mirror and be real with yourself and ask yourself, am I the initiator, the actuator, or the perpetuator of the drama? So plain terms. So here's the deal. All of the armor piercers that are out there that can't wait to put a chink in someone's armor or a hole in someone's boat, that's who I'm talking to. That's who I'm talking to. All of the people that are chucking spears, all of the people that are carrying around axes looking, you know, to slay somebody, or all of the people that are carrying around mixing bowls that are saying, you know, I'm going to mix up this drama, you know, and I'm going to bake it, and I'm going to serve it to everybody. This is who I'm talking to right now, because life and business can't elevate, can't get better if there's constantly somebody trying to inject cancer into it. So for me, I only want to know about it if it directly affects me or my family. And y'all can take that to the bank. Don't dial my number if it's something that doesn't affect me or my family, or if it directly affects you and I can help you affect change or rise above it, definitely call me. But if I can't help, if it doesn't affect me or my family, don't dial my number. I don't want to hear about it. Keep it to yourself and find somebody somebody else that it entertains. I have goals and visions to achieve, and I hope that's the attitude that a lot of you are taking right now. If you're building, you know, a better life for yourself, you're changing for the better. You're building an amazing business. In the course of 20 years, you know, Pam and I, we've seen companies that have risen and companies that have failed because of actuators, initiators, and perpetuators of nonsense. And it happens in life over the course of 48 years on this earth. You know, some of you are older than me, so you've seen even more. You can imagine the things that you've seen that have caused people to stay where they are, to stay stagnant, or to rise and to fall. Because too many leaks in the boat would cause the boat to sink. So be careful who you allow near your boat. And also be careful who you allow in your boat. See, we have to be conscious of these things. And this is what I mean. The decisions that we make are what define us. And some of us think the decisions that we make are minor. No, the decisions that we make are detrimental to our success, the betterment of our lives. The fastest route to failure is the inability to rise above any situation. That's the quickest route to failure. If you can't rise above the situation and you're dipping in every situation and you're allowing every situation to pull you down because you had to be a part of it, you got to be in the mix, you got to be the actuator, the initiator, the perpetuator of the nonsense, then guess what? You may appear to be elevated and floating, but you're actually the person that's the problem. You may be the cancer. But it always comes back around, and you always have that drama-filled life. And people on the outside see a lot more than you really think they see, because if what's on the inside doesn't come to the outside, then people will never know. But guess what? It always does. I say again, I've seen companies fail because of their inability to rise above the noise. I mean, companies. Because the people, it's like one cancer cell. You know, I saw a special the other day. It said one cancer cell is okay. You get two or three cancer cells, then, you know, it's no problem. You can mitigate that. But when you start getting cancer cells popping up all over the place because it's spreading, because you didn't pay attention to it and you didn't address the cancer, then eventually it dies. The person dies, the company dies, everything dies. So we're talking about betterment in life and betterment in business. How do you ensure that your life continually gets better? Rise above the noise. Because the fastest route to failure is the inability to rise above any given situation. So it's what happens when you take your eyes off of what God has promised you and you start to, I'm going to say this word because a lot of you don't like it, but it's reality, because I'm going to tell you the mind of the person that's drama filled, or the person that wants, one of the people that are the initiators, the actuators, or the perpetuators. Okay. What happens is when you take your eyes off of what God has promised you, and you start to covet what he's blessed with someone else with. Yeah, you start to covet it. Not a big word, but a very powerful word. You start to covet what God's blessed somebody else with. And we do it sometimes, and you don't even know you're doing it. But again, our decisions, we're defined by the decisions that we make in life. So we take our eyes off of what God has for us and the path that he has us on, and we start to covet what someone else has, what he's blessed someone else with. Their blessings are their blessings. How God saw fit to bless them is no concern of anyone else's. The people on the outside of that blessing, you have no buy-in there. That's between that person and God. Focus on your course. Focus on your journey. I'm giving you guys the recipe right now, because if enough people start to do this, then we'll start to see the drama, the gossip, the mischief, the nonsense. We'll start to see it start to minimize. See, because if you cut off all routes that it can take, then it has nowhere to go. It has to sit in one place and die. But when it finds the one conduit that it needs, the one actuator, the one perpetuator, then it gets brand new life. It's like inserting oxygen into fire. Fire needs oxygen to burn. Cut off the oxygen and it dies. Oh, but there's always those actuators out there, and those perpetuators and those initiators. Why? And that's the number one question. Why? I'll tell you why here in just a moment, because it's hard to understand for some people, because some people aren't really aware that they're doing it. It's just who they've always been, and they've never changed. So we start looking at other people's blessing, and we start saying different things. Well, I don't want what they have, or you say, I'm not concerned about their success, or I'm focused on my journey. Well, why do you keep looking over there? Why? Not only are you looking, but you're talking, using that tool for the wrong reason. When we really should be focusing on what we're doing, focusing on our journey, because we get so busy turning our head left and right, we're mad because we're looking at somebody else. Blessings and what's going on with them, and trying to figure out what happened and why not me, and we're our blessings because we're not grinding. Our head's not down. We're not focused on what God has us doing. We call it shiny syndrome. And you keep left and right. You're playing punch bug, you know, punch bug here, punch there, and you're getting your blessings. Focus your lane. What's going on the inside over there has absolutely no bearing on what goes on the inside over here. Praise for that. Elevate that person. Great. I'm glad you got success. I'm so happy for you. God is going to give me my success in my due season. When I can stop looking left and right and I can look forward. It's amazing the things that we tell ourselves sometimes. See, because people do one of three things in every situation. One of three things in every situation. You're going to help, you're going to kill, or you're going to sabotage. So you can help by adding value, and sometimes value added requires no action. You don't have to do anything to add value sometimes. You just got to, those two lips, you just got to close them and not allow the tongue to devalue. If you can't walk somewhere and do something hurt as much as if you walk somewhere and then open your lips and talk. There's a reason why we have one tongue. It has devalued people. It has devalued companies. It has devalued relationships. It has devalued situations on every front. The tongue, the tool. See, and you kill by devaluing, which means you actively make the situation worse. You go out of your way to make it worse. Now you're not digging in your own garden. Now you put your tool down. You put your shovel, your rake, your hoe down. You put it down and you walk out of your garden and you walk into somebody else's garden and you start digging up their stuff. That's devaluing. That's the person that's trying to kill what a person has right then. And if they can't kill it, they're going to sabotage it. That means they're going to run ahead and they're going to try to destroy your destiny. That means they're going to tell everybody everything they can that they think may be negative about who you are, or what you're doing, and they're going to try to destroy your destiny before you ever get to it. That's not adding value. You're taking value away. They run way ahead, and they put all these roadblocks in on the way there. And what they're doing is they're missing their own blessings. They should have been digging in their garden. Now when they're finished sabotaging your destiny, thinking that they can stop what God has for you, because what God has for you is for you. It's just a matter of how long you take to get it. When they finish doing all of that, now they get back to their garden. Now their stuff has died. It's all withered out. Now they got to start over. And now they're mad again. So now they're looking around and saying, why is this person being blessed and I'm not being blessed? Because you're not staying in your lane. Let me tell you something, a golden rule, guys, a golden rule. Don't share your situation with anyone that you know cannot add value. Don't share your situation with somebody that can't help you get out of your situation. It's futile. It makes no sense. I can promise you that if I have an issue, if I have a situation, I'm only people that I'm sharing it with are the people that I feel can help me get out of it. That's it. Keep the outside away from the inside. The only way you can do that is by strengthening the inside. Strengthen your resolve. Strengthen who you are. Shore up the holes, the chinks in the armor. You got to fill them in. You can't keep allowing the same thing to keep hindering you. You can't keep allowing people and things from the outside to choke out what you have accomplished on the inside. Because one thing that is very, very prevalent is that nobody can stop what God has for you. So don't you go and try to stop what God has for somebody else. Allow a person to have their blessings. I don't care how they got their blessings. That's between them and God. That's no concern of anyone else's but theirs. A better life. a more prosperous business. We waste time, precious moments, by focusing on things that we should not focus on, by trying to kill and devalue stuff that's not serving us. See, because we think things, we start thinking stuff, it's a game. It's one big competition. I got to get there before you get there. I got to make my life better before you make your life better. No, how about we arrive at the destination all at the same time? That way we have somebody to enjoy it with. How about we try and add value to a person's situation, even when sometimes it's not giving us anything in return? See, God honors that. How about we try to not devalue every situation that we're not being blessed by, and allow that person, that organization, whatever it is, allow them to do what they do on their journey, the way they're being told to do it, they're being led to do it, because they're learning the lessons that they need to learn through their journey. But they can't even learn what they need to learn if we keep going over trying to kill what they got going on and going and running ahead trying to sabotage this and that. Stay in our lanes. Surround yourself with people that lift you higher. And guess what? Return the favor. My mom used to always tell me, and I know a lot of you guys have heard this before, if you don't have anything nice to say, then don't say it at all. That's hard sometimes, because you know what? Sometimes we want to make jokes. Sometimes we want to, you know, talk about a situation that we don't even understand. Tell you one thing I've learned in life is that you never know what's really going on with a person. You never know the inside. Well, you never really know what's going on the inside, not unless you're that person's confidant. So don't judge the situation. I'm going to tell you right now, when I tell you that your business is your business, your business is your business. I have nothing to do with what you do unless you include me in it and you want me to help you, then I'll help. But other than that, telling you right now, I don't lay awake at night thinking about what anybody else is doing. I don't lay awake at night thinking about how anybody else has been blessed. I'm happy for you. But I know that my time, my focus has to be on what I'm doing. Because if I'm not building what I have, then there's no way I'm going to go over and devalue what somebody else has. God's not going to honor that for me. Walk away from people, ladies and gentlemen, that drag you down and can't control their tongue. Walk away from them. And set those standards in your life. Someone calls you and they want to gossip about somebody. They want to start drama. I tell them, that's not what I do. What can we talk about that's prosperous? What can we talk about that's going to add value to my life and your life? What can we talk about that's going to move us forward and not move us backwards? Because it's just idle time. And an idle mind is the devil's playground. Keep your mind focused on moving forward and keep your mind focused on adding value. Wake up in the morning, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hop up. How can I add value in my life or someone else's life today? What compliment can I give somebody to make them smile? If I can't say something positive, then just don't say anything at all. Like I said, sometimes adding value is not saying anything. You have one life to live, ladies and gentlemen. Don't waste it through living in hindsight. Participate in your rescue. And you're going to figure out that, you know what? I'm getting where I need to be a lot quicker now. Things are happening for me because I'm focusing on what I'm doing. Now people can see that I'm focusing. I'm not taking a party in nonsense. I'm building a business. I'm building a better life for me and my family. And because I'm not focusing on it, guess what? Doesn't even see me. It's like John Cena. You don't even see me. you don't even see me because I'm so focused right now. If we learn to focus and dig in our own garden, water our own seeds, stop worrying about everybody else's stuff, then I promise you, you'll get to where you're going. You start seeing your blessings. Start to, instead of passing you by when your head is turned, you're going to start to see them smack you right in the face. And you're not going to be able to understand because the blessings of God confounds It confounds us. Sometimes we don't even know what happened. Things come in the most unordinary ways, but when they come, we're happy. And now we're there to receive what we have. Because knock, 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 I'm here is better than knock, 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 no one else is answering. So guys, participate in your own rescue. Don't be the person that instigates or initiates or actuates or perpetuates drama in any situation. So guys, we bridge gaps over here at The Grind, you know, with unscripted conversation. Hopefully something that has been said on today's show has helped somebody, you know. Hopefully no one got their feelings hurt. But if you did, then you know what? Sometimes, you know, it's better to hurt, you know, and your feelings a little bit as opposed to harming your future. All right. So if it pertains to you, then fix it, guys. Fix it. No one's perfect, but let's strive to be, you know, as perfect as we can. And let's add value to every single situation. And let's understand if we say that it's my season, everything is working in my favor, then we got to be putting forth the action for that to happen. Guys, the show happens every Tuesday and Thursday of every week. Guys, tell somebody about The Grind. You know, if you guys aren't following me on Instagram, it's Nathan McCray 1. If you're not following me on Facebook, just Nathan McCray, guys. All right, the realest show ever, unscripted conversation, guys. We'll see you guys again on Thursday morning, bright and early.
somebody to prophesy with your body language. Just say, what you say? God is leaning in my direction. Don't prophesy. I said he's leaning. In whose direction?
In my direction.
Come on, you waiting on me to say it. You got to say it. Say it.
He's leaning
in my direction.
In my direction.
Cause this is my seed for grace, for favor. Yeah. This is my seed. Come on, y'all. You raise your hand and say, I've got a seed in the ground. Come on, open your mouth, say, I've got a seed in the ground. And I don't care what your circumstance says, it's already getting better.